Cervantes wrote blessings on him that invented sleep. It covers a man, thoughts and all, like a cloak. It is meat for the hungry, drink for the thirsty, heat for the cold, and cold for the hot. But sleep is not as advertised for most Americans, so this being America, new products are being advertised that promise to make you a satisfied sleeper and a repeat customer. John Moalem writes about mattresses, Z-drugs, and other products that promise to put you to sleep in a story in today's New York Times Magazine that will not put you to sleep. It's called The Sleep Industrial Complex. Moalem writes that folks at Select Comfort are onto a good thing with their Sleep Number bed.
The bed that they're selling, this air-filled bed that you can sort of inflate each half to just the right level of firmness or softness, is one of many kinds of beds that's really popular now that they call alternative bedding. And it's beds that are not made of those same steel springs that basically Americans have been sleeping on for 100 years or more. And those kinds of beds have really changed a lot in the industry. You've had a lot of ripple effects in terms of both the way they're made and the way they're marketed.
In the mattress industry as a whole, they don't seem to be cashing in on this new idea that consumers need a certain kind of mattress in order to get effective sleep.
I think they really feel like they've been skipped over in a lot of this. Somehow the link to thinking that buying a better mattress is going to help you do that, just people really haven't made that yet. And so I think the mattress industry is really trying to engage consumers in a, argument to say, we are selling something that can help you.
The way that humans sleep, talk about it in terms of the popularity of the sleeping pills, the Ambien and the Lunesta, and they are being advertised on television, and their effect seems to be what the anthropologist calls, and what you talk about in your article, the lie down and die way of sleeping. And it works because it makes people forget. It works around this concept of amnesia.
Well, that's one theory. I mean, there's a I talk about one Ambien study where the improvements were pretty meager. People taking Ambien spent 88% of their time asleep versus 82% of their time in bed asleep, which over 8 hours would be about, I think, less than 30 minutes. And it's not just Ambien. That's pretty common results for most sleeping pill studies. There were also just some recent surveys of many, many studies that showed people fell asleep 12 minutes faster on average in all of those studies and had 11 minutes more sleep. And so the mystery is, given that the improvements are usually that small, why is it that people in these studies also report feeling that they've slept so much better? And something seems to be out of whack. There seems to be a dissonance there. And one explanation is that because many of these drugs are known to block the formation of memory after you take them, they create this kind of amnesia, this kind of nighttime amnesia, that's changing your subjective impression of how you slept. So you think about, how do you know that you slept well? You can gauge it by absence. You know that you weren't rolling around. You know that you weren't up thinking. You know that you weren't too hot or too cold. And, as one psychologist or neurologist put it to me, the amnesia can kind of knock all of those things out and just sort of, erase it so that, you think, well, I went to bed at 10:15 and now it's 7 in the morning and I don't remember anything, so I must have slept, really great. Mm. So that is one theory out there. I mean, the other theory is just that the pills are doing something on a physiological level that the clinicians just don't realize they should be measuring, and we just don't know what it is.
Mm. Do you think humans sabotage sleep? I mean, the whole idea that we're afraid we're not going to get the sleep produces that reaction that any fear produces. I mean, you end up getting worked up about wanting to go to sleep.
Yeah, I think that does in fact literally happen, according to many of the therapists I talked to. One put it pretty simply, said, with sleep, the harder you try, the worse you do. It really does seem like the expectations are pretty unbendable, and they're in ways they're unrealistic. You mentioned this anthropologist who calls it the lie down and die model. You climb into bed, you turn off the light, you close your eyes, and then next thing you know, it's the morning. And that's not really the way it seems people sleep in many other parts of the world, and the way people slept even in America in the past.
How did they sleep?
Well, I talked to one historian named Roger Eckerich, and one thing that he found is, hundreds, I think maybe even thousands of references to what he calls a segmented pattern of sleep, where basically people would go to bed and then in the middle of the night they'd get up and do something for an hour or so. Some people would just sort of lie there and talk, or some doctors recommended that people have sex during that time because they thought women might conceive more easily then. Some people would go out and work or tend to their animals, and then they'd go back to bed. So the idea that sleep is this sort of on-off phenomenon and that it's this one interrupted block it's not something that is, you know, universal or even really historically accurate.
Hmm. So after all the research you did for this article, have you changed your approach at all to getting yourself a good night's sleep?
Yeah, I guess I have, actually. I mean, for example, last night I woke up, you know, early in the morning, and I think in the past I might have sort of jolted up and looked at the clock and just had a sinking feeling like, oh, you know, no, you know, what am I going to do now? There's a big difference in being in that situation and just sort of dreading having to wait till the sun comes up versus just sort of trusting that your body will put you back to sleep.
John Moalem's story about the business of sleep is called The Sleep Industrial Complex. It's the cover story of today's New York Times Magazine. And he joined us from the studios of KQED in San Francisco. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.